Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Now, Nevin, good morning to
you. How are you?
I'm very well, sir. How are you today?
Now, I bought you some goodies.
Did you? What did you bring me? You're bringing strawberries. What have you brought now?
What, they're kind of out of season.
You've got Tupperware.
Well, we have some beautiful Tupperware.
Tupperware parties are over, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Tupperware parties?
They were huge. We have some beautiful cookies for you.
Oh, look at that.
So we have some shortbread cookies, and yes. I want you to take one of these, which is a madeleine.
That's a madeleine.
And while you're enjoying that, what is a madeleine? I will explain it. Yes. This is a recipe, first of all, two things. It's a recipe that I got from a chef in Luxembourg.
No, it does.
Her name is Leah Leinster, and what you're smelling is brown butter. We spoke a few weeks about cooking fish.
Yes.
When you melt butter, it goes through a different stage. It can burn, but it also goes through what we call a burn rosette, a brown butter stage. Mm. That's what you're smelling in that. This is not my recipe. This is from a chef that I worked with in Luxembourg. She's a huge influence. This is actually one of the recipes in the book, because you were asking me there.
Oh,
we have a recipe for the book, so this is actually in the book.
These are lovely.
Oh, yeah. You go for it. Enjoy. So, Marty, you brown the butter. Pardon me. Plain flour. And this can be done with gluten-free flour because we've tried it in the cookery school.
Mm.
Egg whites, ice and sugar, ground almonds. That all goes in to your mixer. The key is melting the butter on a medium-high heat until it bubbles up and it foams up and then it goes quiet.
Mm.
Now, if you're not careful, you can burn the butter, and that's what you don't want, because it will just ruin this recipe.
Right.
There is no vanilla in that. There is no cinnamon in that. If you want to put a little twist in the recipe, you could put some mixed spice or cinnamon. So what we do in the restaurant, you get madeleine trays. Now that can be beautiful. You're eating one at the minute, but it can be done beautifully in a cupcake. So this recipe, for your listeners, honestly, it is so delicious. The raw mixture, uncooked, will keep for about 2 weeks in your fridge. So it's a great little recipe to
have. Gorgeous,
get your kids making this. It's so delicious. You preheat the oven at 190. We pipe them into little madeleine trays, which we brush with butter and flour. We do this in the cookery school. All the students will make 12 each. This recipe is tested to mix 24 lovely big madeleines, not the mini ones. And Marty, they take about 12 minutes to bake. When you get these out of the oven, we bake these it was last night, to be truthful with you, because
yeah.
Came up this morning. And this is what you're eating. And they will keep beautifully in an airtight container for
beautiful.
2 or 3 days. Will you make sure you bring some home to your beautiful wife?
I'll bring them. Yeah. Come here to me. If they're in the car with me, they won't laugh.
Yeah, I love that.
Do they originate in Luxembourg?
No, they're French. Actually, very good point. They're French. And this chef that I worked with, Leah Leinster, she was the only female chef to ever win the best cook in the world. So when I was 21, I went to work with her for 3 months. And then after that, before I met my wife, Imelda, I never took a holiday. I went to work for her for a week. 2 weeks on a stage. What a stage means for your listeners, you go and work in her kitchen or any kitchen, you never get paid, you go there to learn. You're lucky, obviously you get food, you're lucky if you get accommodation. So it's how you learn. She was so good to me. She used all Irish lamb, Irish beef, and then when she came and stayed in her house when my mum and dad were alive, bless them, she could not get over the flavour of cream, milk and her yogurt. She loved it. So this is down to her. She's a great, great influence.
How did you get to be with her?
So I won the Young Chef of the Year a few years ago, Marty.
Wait a second.
Go on.
I think I was there.
The Eurotux.
You
were there, yeah.
I think, and Miss Kennedy.
Yes, I was there.
Mary and I were both there.
When I was 21, I won it, so I did. And my prize was to go to work for her.
This is coming back to me now.
Yeah, isn't that unreal?
God, Lord.
Yeah, I came runner-up the first year and second year I won it, and my prize was to work for her for 3 months.
God, there's history coming back to haunt us.
Oh, she was so good to me.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
These are beautiful.
Yeah, aren't they beautiful?
They're beautiful.
She actually is a cafe. I've never been to it now. One of my chefs, Claire, has been to our cafe in Luxembourg City, and it's a coffee shop, but she sells her madeleines. This is a world-class recipe that she shared with me, and I'm sharing with your listeners. Ground almonds, ice and sugar, egg whites. It's about 5 egg whites, which is about 160 grams, approximately that.
Oh.
Plain flour, no raisin agent. The raisin agent is coming from the egg whites, and you beat it all together, but the brown butter that we spoke about.
It's magnificent.
Oh,
and
delighted.
It's so light.
Good.
And soft.
I love it.
It's
I love
lovely.
It.
Anyway, that's
well done.
Success.
Are you happy?
Yeah, what's the other thing?
Here,
moving on.
Here, go on.
What are they?
Shortbread biscuits.
All right. Yeah, they're a different kettle of fish altogether.
They're different. They're different. And listen, I wanted to bring you extra. That's for you, my friend.
No, you're very
and
kind.
Enjoy. So, Marty, when our guests arrive after a long journey, come into the restaurant.
Yes.
We love to bring them up to the bedrooms, have a cup of tea if they're staying, and we always make these shortbreads.
You don't stay with them in the room, I take it. You leave them alone then, do you? Nevin, in the bed beside you. How are you, Nevin? I take it you leave.
Sorry, it sounded funny. I wanted to clarify, it's a welcome token biscuit. Yeah, but it's homemade.
Right.
And oh, I'm going red here. That's so funny. I must tell Imelda that.
Don't tell Imelda anything. What? You give them a biscuit and you leave them alone.
Well, it's just they've. Yeah. I can't stop laughing at that. Where were we? We were talking food, weren't we?
Yeah, shortbread biscuit.
Yeah, so butter goes into this. Oh, yeah. That's so funny, Martin. Yeah, 275 grams of salted butter, icing sugar. Goes into this 150 grams plain flour, 10 ounces, and then 5 ounces of corn flour. Corn flour is going to give a lovely crumbly biscuit. You mix all this together. Marty, what you're tasting there, we put lemon zest into this and a little bit of vanilla extract. So the lemon zest.
Good taster.
Yeah, exactly. Just nice and fresh. It's a nice crumbly biscuit.
It's not overpowering.
No, it's not. It's not. Mm. It's a great little biscuit if you're making anything like a little jammy dodge or homemade. If you want a shortbread cookie, this recipe. It's the recipe we make all the time in the restaurant. My breakfast chef, Marie, you've met her, actually. She's still with me, thankfully.
Lovely, yes.
She's a dolt. She's a dolt. Well, you're going to have to come up to me soon, actually.
We
I was thinking about
that.
Yeah,
we have to come up and see you.
Yeah, we'd love that sometime.
These are lovely. But I love the idea that you have these in the room for people. I think it's a gorgeous thing.
And I will not be in the room.
But it's a lovely welcoming
thing. That was so fun. It is. And you know, something homemade. It's lovely. Yes, it's just a wee token. And then the matelines. So we do a lovely breakfast, as you know, all cooked fresh. And then the matelines, they get them when they're finished, just like a little taste menu for breakfast.
That's lovely.
And it's a lovely thing. People love it, Marty, so they do.
So there it is. So it's a shortbread biscuit.
Yes.
Biscuits even, and the madeleines before that. That's what we do. They call it madeleines or madeleines?
Madeleines, we call it, yeah.
Madeleine, as in the name Madeleine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's gorgeous.
They're tasty, aren't they?
They are, they're lovely.
They're all for you.
Well, we'd be sharing them.
Of course. Okay.
Now, just to remind you again, RTE Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning, that's where the all the recipes sit, Nevin's lovely recipes. Or you can buy Eat Out at Home. Available at all bookstores and
it.
Even some dodgy ones. Safe home and
see you next.
And leave the people
happy bacon.
Now we go back to McNeans. God bless you. Thanks, Evan.
Oh, you're
safe
welcome.
Journeys. God bless.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer Quality standards, verified at every stage.